Some 41 and In Too Deep. If you're listening now, you're in too deep. It's the Ricky Gervais Show. Run for the hills.
Yeah. Oh, no. Classic.
Yeah.
With Steve Merchant.
Yeah. Whose birthday it is today. Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. So someone never listened before and they heard that link. They're thinking, great, it's proper radio at last. Oh. XFM 104.9, just gone 1:05. Steve, do you want some great music
today?
I'd
love to hear some great music.
Well, I've brought in some good stuff. I've brought in Oasis, we've got Radiohead, sure, I've got some Dre, I've got some Alba, I've got some Jimmy Webb. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know, we're keeping it real.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I've got Charlatans, I've got Nirvana.
Any Sade?
There's no Sade.
No, that's a shame.
No, but I've been looking through the library and I have found Four Non Blondes.
Brilliant.
Looking forward, yesteryear.
Looking forward to that
Rick.
It was Carl, it was you that worked out the maths and worked out I was 28. Because they just worked out I'm 27.
You are 27.
No way.
Yeah, I asked you, didn't I? And
yeah,
I said,
because, no, but what I sort of questioned was, I said, well, if you're 27 today, that means last week you were 26.
Well done, yeah. That's irrelevant. So therefore you assumed that I must be 28 then?
Yeah.
Whereas I assumed you were using, you know, your knowledge of maths,
no,
such as
I,
it is.
I wouldn't do that.
No, sure.
Wow. I actually got lost in that conversation because I genuinely didn't know what he meant would mean last week you were 26. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what it meant.
Wow. Well, it is Steve's birthday.
He would have been 26 last week.
you genuinely frighten me because it's those staring eyes. There's nothing behind him. It's this little bald head. Looks like Davros looking at me. Genuine fear on his face when he enters into a conversation with another human being.
What bit don't you understand? If he's 27 today, he would have been 26 last week, and he doesn't look 26. He didn't look 26 last week. He looks older than 28 today.
You've started on his birthday. You're still having a go at him.
Carl, I don't look like the kind of hot stud that I actually am. But face facts, that's the truth, mate.
Get with the program.
Jeez.
Well, let's have a little bit of cake.
Okay. Oh, that's appropriate.
See what it is. Cake, short skirt, long jacket, sort of a fashion, sort of
sure
single.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered something. Right?
Go on.
Think that like short skirt, long jacket. Once I was watching daytime TV. Yep. I was unemployed. It was the early days of, you know, it was about mid-80s. And
who was hosting?
It was sort of like one of those Eamon Holmes and someone, or like, you know, Richard. Yeah. You know, not as good.
Yeah.
And the link she went, well, after the break, Leo Sayer's popping in. Tell us about clothes for the shorter man. I stayed tuned. He came on. He went,
Leo Sayer?
Yeah. He went, wear a short jacket.
Why wear a short jacket?
Optical illusion. You're going, well, that jacket, it couldn't be a foot long because that'd be mad. So it's 2 foot long. So he's 6 foot. So I'm looking at him there. I'm looking at him. Don't get too close. Just look at the jacket. How tall are you, Leo? Well, work it out.
Yeah.
This jacket's presumably about.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But Leo, you're famously quite a short man. In fact, I saw you on TV talking about clothes for the shorter man.
No, but look at the jacket from there. Yeah, you must be about 6 foot. So you had to walk around looking like a bullfighter just for this illusion, like 50 paces.
What's the other thing about stripes? Is it?
Yeah. Horizontal stripes widen you.
Make you look fatter?
Yeah. Yeah.
So good advice, a good fashion advice for anyone listening.
On XFM 104.9.
Leo Sayer there offering some topic. We should get Leo in, maybe offer some new stuff.
For your birthday, a little special Leo Sayer visit for your birthday. Got any presents yet?
I've received nothing yet. but then my parents haven't come up and they're the ones that normally bring gifts.
Oh yeah.
They are coming up later and I always look forward to my father's gifts.
Yeah.
Because they are remarkable. I don't know what he's thinking sometimes. I don't understand the logic. I mean, if I explain some of the gifts he's bought in the past, maybe you could figure out. I once opened, I think I was about 14.
Right.
And I liked all the stuff that you like at 14, you know, the ladies, obviously. you know, pop music.
Yeah, sure,
You know, fashion.
Yeah.
And that's why I assume, that's why he bought me on audio cassette, the collected wartime speeches of Sir Winston Churchill.
It's a good gift. Did you listen to him?
Well, I'm not sure when you'd ever be in the mood to listen to that, to be honest. We'll Fight You on the Beaches.
Yeah.
You know, all that.
All the classics, all the classic hits.
I don't know when you listen. I think unless you're under attack, I don't think you'd ever listen to that.
Did you not even listen to it?
I kind of stuck. But when are you gonna be in the mood to put that on?
No, but just because it was a gift.
But I always remember being once, this was-
But what if he tested you, go, do you like track four? Yeah. Oh, some chicken, some neck. Oh, yeah. I love that, Dad. Yeah, yeah. But I think they're doing a remix.
But he said to me once, never forget, son.
He didn't.
Yeah, and I went, I don't remember, Dad. It was mad, and it was like, because he was quite into sort of, but he was into like the military and all that kind of, and war history and stuff. So
are you allowed to tell an anecdote about your dad on radio? Can I just give you a clue, just in case? Can you tell the thing about the shed?
No. No.
Okay.
Too complicated. Too long.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
But I remember this is true. I remember I had it on once because I just stuck it on because I thought I ought to. And my dad came in. He was pleased to see I was listening to it. And he was like, we just sort of stood there listening. And I was with my sister coming in with one of her quite attractive friends, teenage friends as well. Like, I'm a teenager as well. And it's like, and just this woman walking by, you know, she goes to the same school or whatever, you know, quite fit. And I'm just stood there with my father, listening to We All Fight Them on the Beaches, never in the field of human conflict of so many. And just remember looking at her as she passes.
You've learned it. See, it's rubbed off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, is.
Oh, Rick, if you're ever in a war situation and you need some morale, come to me.
Yeah, you'll just.
That's what you're right
to. Quote me out. What about a little bit of White Stripes?
Oh, I've got some more gifts that I can tell you about afterwards.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Have you been watching that VH1 Top 100 album?
I have indeed. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, number one. Do you remember what number one was?
Joshua Tree, U2.
Yeah. Now, good album.
It's not the greatest album ever, is it?
Of all time.
I mean, I know it's an arbitrary list, but even so.
Yeah. You sort of feel comfortable with it being the Beatles or,
exactly.
You know,
Marvin
Gaye, or
even Pet Sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, maybe it's a generation shift. There's enough people now.
But it was sort of, what I find odd in the list was it started off with, I think it was like The Doors, I remember there was Velvet Underground and stuff, you know, these kind of respected album classics. And then there was things like, you know, Stars, Simply Red. I mean, it was a big seller and it's well produced or whatever, but an odd choice for the greatest albums ever. And then I remember there was things like that Texas album.
Yeah.
Is it White on Blonde or whatever it was? And I just think, again, is it just based on albums that have sold well, you know, via Britannia Music Club?
But that's always the thing, isn't it? It's like any poll, like, I remember, I think it was last year, the greatest lyrics of all time. One was Imagine by John Lennon, which is, you know, if anything's
it's a solid classic.
And there was like, you know, maybe a Dylan or another Beatles one. And in the top five was Robbie Williams songs.
Robbie Williams songs?
Yeah.
One of the worst lyricists ever.
Well, not just the worst, just a collection of words. Yeah, just, well, annoying, yeah, thing, you know. And it was that thing, a man of 1,000 fags, you know, like that with Dad, and there's going to take you to the bridge. Postmodern sort of. Yeah, but that's a reflection of the sheer weight at the moment, isn't it? So it's always going to be four of all time, and then the biggest thing that year.
I suppose that's
why Coldplay and Travis again, and they're good, but I mean, you know, I don't think they'd be at the same position next year.
No.
I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just
But it's just, I mean, I get frustrated with those lists because they just always seem so arbitrary.
I think we've forgotten we're on the radio because that was a pretty boring link, wasn't it? Because we're just talking like we're alone.
A lot of people probably haven't even seen the VH1 show.
Yeah.
Not interested in the latest.
Are we losing it? Are we, you know what I mean?
Listen, I'll be honest with you, Rick. It's my birthday today. Last night I went out. I got a little bit wasted.
Yeah.
So I'm hungover this morning. I didn't get to bed before 11. Right? So yeah, it's like, I was pretty wild last night. In actual fact, and I have to say, I went to
God knows how many units I had.
I went to the Monarch in the Camden.
Oh, Monarch, yeah.
There was some kind of groovy night on. Yeah. I went to the door, I got a load of mates with me. I said, any discount for XFM DJs?
You didn't really?
Yeah, I did. I was a bit drunk. He went, who are you? I went, Steve Merchant, Ricky Gervais. He went, Steve Merchant, brilliant, you can come in for free.
No, he
did. Yes, he did. I swear to God. He said, yes, you did. He said, and I said, what about mates? He went, it's £5, they can have a pound off. He said, but, and I think basically, but basically, Rick, I think I also agreed that you'd DJ there. I can't remember, but if the guy is listening, he can maybe let us know if I promised that. I might have signed something, I can't remember.
Oh, God. Oh,
but anyway,
no.
It was a good
this
night.
It's like one of those 50s sitcoms when, you sold my soul to an angel.
Exactly.
Oh, how am I going to get out of this?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, if you go down to the Monarch, maybe next week, Ricky Gervais playing. That'll be fun.
Well, we were talking about, like, your birthday and everything.
Yes.
Presents, and then I found out I'd been signed up to DJ at a club in Camden.
Looking forward to that.
To get you in.
I got in for free. My friends got in. £1 off.
I was record was playing there. I said, why did you do that? Why did you try and get in free? Right? He goes, impressing my mates. Now, how impressive is it that Steve Merchant can get you in a place for a quid off? Yeah, you want to save money? Go with Steve, if they recognise him or have heard the show, you get a quid off! That is great.
I'm a quality discount.
I don't know what you like more, though, because I know you, and I think it wasn't just the acclaim and the fact you were, it was the pound off you liked.
The money off was exciting to me.
That was great.
Any discount would have been fine.
I imagine you made them all buy you a drink for the, you know,
several.
To the value of a pound.
It ended up costing them a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, have I ever, this is probably the most embarrassing of those entrance stories.
Yeah.
I was down in South London once, went down to some party that was taking place in some kind of swanky bar where there was a doorman on the front and a charge. I think it was something mental, like a tenner to go in. It was crazy. It was ludicrous. I don't know what I was doing down there. And I was in the queue.
We'll establish what you mean by swanky later, because that could be Angus.
And it was a posh place.
Was it?
And so there's a queue outside, and there was one of these doormen who thought it was like kind of Studio 54. He was like sort of, you know, choosing people who could come in. Yeah, you two come in now. You know, I've been there for ages, obviously.
Oh,
I was
no.
on my own because I got there late.
And clogs.
Exactly.
I've dressed up for this.
And there were these two girls next to me. And I'm thinking, if I'm in a queue, I've told you before, if I'm in a queue and if I'm stuck with two girls, you know, I'm thinking, oh, what a great opportunity, you know, use the old merchant
Pick
charm.
Yeah.
And so I'm there, and I'm sort of thinking, I kind of give them a nod or whatever, you know, a wink.
Yeah.
And they're loving it.
Yeah. They move to the back.
They're putty in my hands, Rick, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, to really seal this off, I'll get us in. Like, I'll sort of skip the queue. So the guy sort of coming along, he's picking people off, the doorman, and I just grabbed him. I just grabbed him like that. And I said it so everyone could hear. Right. And I thought this was brilliant. I said to him, how much is it? He went, 10 quid. I went, I'll give you 7. That was my bribe. I'll give you 7. That's the whole £3. No, that can't be right.
No.
No, he must have said a fiver, and I said, I'll give you 7.
Yeah.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
That's giving him a £2 incentive.
Yeah, £2 incentive.
That's it. I'll give you 7, you can make up the 10.
Exactly.
You can, if you let me in, you can put in 3 yourself, mate. That never works, does it?
He said to me, I can't be bothered, I'm just gonna have a kip, I think.
Was it percentages that put you off
that anecdote?
That
frazzled me initially.
I mean, it's a funny anecdote when you're giving him £2.
Yeah.
It's even funnier when you're getting him
when
to
he's
put
paying
up stuff.
Me as well.
Oh, I love it. Right, we're gonna play a record, then we're really gonna concentrate. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais Show, Cypress Hill, Superstar, still to come. We've got such great bands as New Order, Ash, Nirvana, Radiohead. Song for the Lovers at about 2 o'clock is a beautiful song by Jimmy Webb,
Lovely,
Steve.
Looking forward to it.
Now, it's Steve's birthday, it's XFM 104.9, he's 27.
Yes.
We're both a little bit hungover.
Yes.
Now, every link we've started hasn't really sort of...
It's not really come to fruition, if I'm being honest.
Nothing's happened.
I mean, sometimes they're just all out, kind of, there's just blunders in them.
Yeah. This one. We've already run aground. Yeah. I think it might be a mixture of us, like, we've been on this station for a little while, we're losing the will to live.
Bored.
But we're going to buck up our ideas.
Can I just ask a quick question?
I said buck up, by the way, just
in
case.
Can I just ask a quick question, though? Because
someone listening wants to complain.
My birthday today, and therefore last night I went out, and, you know, that's my excuse for being a little bit tired and a little bit hungover.
Yeah.
What's your excuse? Because you didn't come out.
No, I know.
I mean, you conscious you had the show today. What were you doing? Staying at home, just drinking?
Yeah. Having a couple, me and Jane went.
What time did you
say goodbye to someone? About 1.
Well, that's stupid. What I'm saying is, no, I mean, it's your name all over the show. You know, I'm a nobody. I got no reputation.
Yeah. Although,
thankfully,
you get a quid off in most clubs in Camden.
True enough.
I think just drop me. If anyone out there, if you're sort of like tall, sort of, I'm answering your birthday, but I'm just got to do a description. This is nothing nasty. It's pretty. If you're sort of like a lanky sort of geek, and you know. You can do a Wurzel accent, then maybe you can pretend to be Steve Merchant and get in a quid off. Is that right?
That's fine, Rick.
Yeah. No, because some people would take that as a personal...
That's offensive. Sure.
Yeah. So, we were talking about... should we play a record? Is that link too long already actually got to something?
I'm already bored.
God, we've got to get to something. We've got to do something.
Why don't you contribute something? You've been silent.
Now, that is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Really,
like, we're in trouble. Oh, no. Oh, we're failing. Who can we bring on that surefire... always delivers
audio
snappy.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Carl.
The big guns.
Come on, Carl.
I was just thinking, there is nobody else who looks like Steve.
He's done ya.
That's outrageous. Although, to be honest with you, that insult has resurrected things.
Yeah. Well done. Play a little tune.
Oh,
and then we've
got a little
back.
Bit of a sniffle as well, I think.
Yeah.
Cold or something could be coming on.
Bit late there, Carl. You should have come in a bit earlier there. Suede there.
What I like is the complete lack of professionalism on our part. Yeah. It's like we've got a bit of a headache, a little bit tired. Just that's it then.
You can't fight that. You can't fight that.
But I mean, the thing is, as you well know, Rick, there are certain DJs on this station. You know, drunkards. There's at least two I know of who are smackheads.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, they still manage. But no, they still manage.
Yeah,
to do
but
a
even
good
the,
job,
even
yeah.
the ones that aren't that try their best are rubbish.
That's true enough. I'm not saying we're still not the best. Yeah. And it's effortless for us, Rick.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
We're coming up with dynamite stuff here.
Yeah, I know.
And we're not even, you know, fighting on all cylinders.
XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais with me, Stephen Merchant. A little bit hungover. Mm. We all are. But he can't really take it. He's a little,
like,
yeah.
Wait, there is some tickets to give away, Rick. I don't know if we should mention that.
What? Who is it for?
Joe Strummer.
Oh yeah.
And his band, the Mescaleros, play Brixton Academy. We think this evening. A little bit more information will probably be.
So go along just in case. If you say you're Steve Merchant, pound off.
Well, the doors are at 7 o'clock, and it's £17.50. Unless you've won the competition, Rick, that I'm about to set, and won yourself a pair of tickets. There is someone, right, in America celebrating a birthday today, okay?
Yeah. More than one.
Same name.
Yeah, no.
But there's a specific one I'm thinking of, right? His name, Rick, is Dwight Schultz, okay?
Yeah.
If you know the answer, obviously don't give it away.
Yeah.
His name's Dwight Schultz. He's an actor.
Yeah.
He's particularly big in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he's also celebrating a birthday today.
You're going to say, what's his name?
I'm going to say, what character is he best known as? What TV character is he best known as? And you can win yourself some tickets for Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros at the Brixton Academy.
Dwight Schultz.
American actor, TV character of the 80s, very famous.
Oh, yeah. See, Christian's giving away a trip to Salem, Massachusetts.
That's bizarre, actually, because I was in America recently and I went to Salem, Massachusetts, and that's not a prize.
Innit?
Believe me, we were there, we were sort of obliged to go because we were at someone's birthday. It's rubbish.
Really?
I mean, that's a really poor trip. That's such a boring
He probably can't believe his luck. It's probably the biggest thing Christian's ever had to give away.
The great thing about,
and you've just dissed it.
The great thing about Salem, Massachusetts is that
I don't think we're good for this station. I don't think we're selling this station like we should.
Well, you know, it's its own fault, you know, it shouldn't have hired us. I blame it, you know.
Yeah, and paid us in advance.
Yeah.
They're lucky we turn up.
No, I went to Salem, Massachusetts, and this is the place that's famous from, like, Salem's Lot and the Salem witch hunts, famously.
Famous for all things Salem.
Salem.
With Salem in the title,
the whole place has gone mad over, like, witches and anything. Basically, it's like there was the Salem witch hunts in, like, 17-something or other or 16-something or other. So the whole place now is just full of, like, people dressed as witches.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, any supernatural stuff. So I went in and it was amazing. It's quite
like Glastonbury tent.
It was, it's awful. Everything, every single place there, every single shop is kind of horror related.
Yeah.
And I went to the Boris Karloff World of Terror.
it's
amazing. You went in there, right? I don't know if Boris, the famous horror actor, has actually been involved, but you go in there, you walk in the door, you've got to put these 3D glasses on, right? And it's supposed to be this kind of chilling journey around this kind of a crypt, you know. And you put these glasses on, and I couldn't tell. They were so poor, I couldn't tell what was supposed to be a 3D effect and what was actually three-dimensional.
Really?
In real, so I couldn't tell if, like, the floor was actually sloped or if it was just appeared to be.
Yeah.
Whether the wall was actually kind of knobbly or whether it was 3D glasses. It was so much, and it literally took about 45 seconds to get through it.
Imagine
and you just
that.
Came out blinking into the dark, into the light again. It was
so
rubbish.
I just want to throw us over to Carl. So there's Steve Merchant with funny glasses on in this place, horror, and he's walking round. Mm. Do you think he scared people, Carl? I've set this question out, haven't I?
I've
loaded the question.
I know the answer you're fishing for. Carl, do you just want to have a dig at me? Because it's coming up to 2 o'clock and you've not really put a lot of effort in today, slagging me off.
I don't do it on purpose.
No, he doesn't do it on purpose. He's just an honest northerner and he can't lie. He's like George Washington, but without the wooden teeth.
Yeah. Salem. I didn't mean
We've
to
lost
say,
it again, haven't we? You didn't mean to say Salem.
Say Salem.
This is such bad
that
radio.
Was just
this
the
is
word
really.
That was in the tip of my
I
time.
Mean, genuinely, this is bad radio.
It's awful
isn't it?
Radio.
A quick. Oh, yeah, my mate went to one of those things. In the West End, where you walk around and it's aliens and they jump out at you.
Right.
Right? And he was so scared when the alien jumped out, I mean, he ripped a bit of his face off. And
well, the alien's face off?
Yeah, it was foam and the bloke went, don't do that, mate.
Brilliant. Well, in the Salem one, I was wandering around and this was one guy that kept jumping out.
Yeah.
Because there was about 10 of us, I was at the back, I always missed him jumping out. So when I got round, I missed all the fright.
Oh no!
He'd at least, like, you'd have thought he'd like jump out, then double round and jump out again.
So yeah. People everyone catch that?
No, no, really,
no, it we. All right, okay, move on.
Yeah, Basement Jack said, keeping it real. Where's your head at?
Where is your head at?
Yeah, here? I know what they're saying. They're saying, where's your head at?
Where is your head
at? Yeah, XFM 104.9.
Ricky Gervais.
Now,
Just one thing I would say, Rick, is that I've spoken to a few people who've listened to the show, and a lot of people, you know, this is the highlight of their week. It really is. No, a lot of bedbound people, and you know,
yeah.
And we're not putting the, we're not putting the effort in, are we? We're providing nothing.
We're trying, but it's just not coming out right. We're just
the words aren't coming out. When I say them in my mind, they're brilliant.
But it's sort of like getting old. You know, your mind. I still want to run upstairs and things, but I just the lift. I'd like to run upstairs. I just can't anymore. And I feel like today I really the comedy's in there. The interesting things, it's all in the head, isn't it? And it has to go via the mouth.
Yeah,
that's and it's just not working for me. But it is your birthday, you're 27, happy birthday.
Thanks.
We're talking about, can I tell you one of the best presents I ever had?
God.
But without doubt, all I ever wanted was a go-kart. This is true. I was about, like, you know, sort of 5, 6, 7. And I eventually, for Christmas, I wasn't sort of spoiled in the sense that I got pocket money, but I always got what I wanted at Christmas eventually. Because, you know, working class mothers, they'd get it out of the catalogue and pay for it for the rest of the year. So, you know, I always got, I'd really, as many presents as anyone else. And I got this go-kart. It was a little red go-kart, and it was a pedal one. And I'd run home from school, and I'd be in it, and I'd get up and down the garden for hours. I'd have to come in for my tea, and this was fantastic. And this went on for like weeks and weeks and weeks through the summer. The next night, it was just it was fantastic go-kart. I'd show off, and then one day I came home and I went. It was always at the back of the shed, sort of up against the shed. And I went in, I couldn't see it, and so I went to the back door. My mum was sort of like washing up with that, and I went, "Where's my go-kart?" I thought it hasn't been nicked. She went, "Your dad swapped it."
Your dad swapped it?
Yeah. I went, "He what?" And I was going to be brave, and I went, "He what?" She went, "He swapped it for a wheelbarrow." And I could see she didn't approve of this, and she was thinking, "I'm going to tell him, and then I'm going to, you know, have this out." And I went, "Right." She went, "It's your wheelbarrow." And I went to the back of the shed, and there was this wheelbarrow. He swapped it with a bloke called Jimmy Dublin, who he worked
Jimmy
with.
Jimmy Dublin?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he was a respectable member of the community.
He was fine. It was his livelihood. No, I think he was an Irish gentleman. And that's why
he brought
it. I don't know what his real name was. And I think my dad must have been drunk. And he went, "You know, I want to get my son a go-kart." And my dad said, "Well, my kid's got one. He's probably had it for a year. He's probably bored with it."
Yeah.
And he said, I'll give you this wheelbarrow. And I went to this wheelbarrow, and it was caked in concrete. I could hardly lift it. I just nicked off a building site, obviously. And I'd be there for hours trying to push this wheelbarrow up and down the garden, right? And it was okay, though, because I was going on holiday soon, and I am 7 years running, went to Bognor Regis, a place called Riverside, because some woman around the way had a caravan that we got free for a week, and it was great. Just wonderful. And I used to go there with my mum and my nan.
Oh, party time.
Yeah, the age of 7 to sort of go. No, it's good because, you know, when you're a kid and you wake up in a strange place, it sort of seems weird. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning hearing your gran pissing in an iron bucket. And, you know, you
We've
get...
We've all been there.
You get disoriented. Anyway, and what are they? And I met a little friend who was about my age. We were both sort of like, right? And he'd hired a go-kart. He had this great go-kart. And he came round to my caravan, and I went, "I've got a go-kart." And my mum, I remember my mum opening the window of the caravan and going, "Don't lie."
That's so evil.
And I went, I had a go-kart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to your father about the fact you swapped it?
No.
You never mentioned it to him?
No. No.
Have you still got that wheelbarrow?
I think so. I've grown into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can nearly lift it now. Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm just too old to run up and down the garden with
now
it.
Now you get one of your several gardeners who use it all the time.
Well, it's do you want to give the winners of the competition?
The winners, yes. Tickets for Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros playing at Brixton Academy this evening. We have some lucky winners. The question I set was, someone else famous is celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah.
I don't mean someone else famous like I'm famous and someone else who's
You
famous.
Could probably get into the Monarch.
Well, pound off at least.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, which actor, Dwight Schultz, no I didn't, I said, which character did
Dwight Schultz
play?
It started off well, didn't it?
It started off so well. Which character did Dwight Schultz play? What made him famous in the 80s? Yeah. He celebrating a birthday today. I don't know how old he is, probably in his 60s.
Not in his 60s.
The character he played, of course, was Howling Mad Murdoch from the A-Team.
We did accept Murdoch.
I was watching an A-Team on UK Gold the other day, because I always like to have something, you know, so I can talk to Camfield whenever I meet him.
And
the thing about Howling Mad Murdoch is, his madness is one of those convenient kind of madnesses where he's not like kind of depressive, where he's trying to kill himself, or he's just schizophrenic, or he's unreliable. He's just a bit eccentric.
Yeah.
His madness is largely, I'll do some funny voices.
You couldn't have Howling Slightly Off the Wall Murdoch, though, could you? It didn't have the edge.
But it's just, it's rubbish. It's rubbish madness.
Or Howling Wacky Murdoch.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. He's wacky.
Howling Annoying Student Murdoch, I think he should have been called.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The winners, Carl, I think you took some answers.
Tim and Neil.
Well done, Tim and Neil. Are they going together or are they?
No.
No, two separate.
Lucky people.
Yeah. I don't think your heart's in it anymore either, Carl.
I was all right today, but Steve's really dragged me down.
Well,
wait a minute, I just need to know why.
No, do you know, like, people are being miserable around you?
Yeah.
I was full of beans when I came in.
Yeah,
but you got to remember last week, you were really miserable and that really wound me up.
Yeah, because he was having to do stuff. Because, you know, he'd been let down and they were worried about the next
week
show.
Yeah, you were in a terrible mood.
Yeah.
Look at me like you were. Songs, I wasn't, like, going off and lying on the settee, looking ill, talking in that voice.
Oh, he's done you again.
I said, just now, being quite friendly.
Carl?
Steve?
Carl, have you ever tried to get into the Monarch for free? Because I'll be honest, mate, it's not going to happen for you. Come out with me, mate, you got a quid off. All right? When you can get in places in Camden for free.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's done you. Right, now it's time for Song for the Lovers. Now, this is one of my favourite songs of all time. You'll know this song better done by... That was nearly a sentence. Oh, come on, that was nearly a sentence. What's his name? Glen Campbell. It's Galveston.
Oh, yeah.
This is the man who wrote it. This is the original. This is Jimmy Webb.
Oh, yeah.
With Galveston. From what I can work out, I think it's about a bloke who goes off to the Vietnam War and he's missing his bird. And I've brought it down, haven't I? I've brought it down a tone by saying bird.
It's a beautiful song.
It was irony.
Just play it.
I know you enjoy...
Love the work of
the Webmeister.
A lot of people, of course, be familiar with his sons, the Webb brothers.
Yeah, yeah, very different. Quite cool, though. I went to see him live and he was just so cool.
Mm.
Just like... doing his songs and telling a little anecdote. It was just, he's fantastic. That's my song for lovers. Steve, what have you got for
us? Well, no, I was just going to mention a couple of other gifts that my father got. Well, he got me once, I unwrapped once, having professed no interest ever in this particular artist, about as much interest as Winston Churchill. I once received, lucky me, the making of Thriller. It was a video behind the scenes on Thriller. For Michael Jackson.
I know what he thinks, though.
He said Steve
loves to dance.
No, he went, you love music and you love films.
Yeah, no, that's a film, yeah.
But, I mean, I've never professed any interest. I mean, I don't think it even had Thriller, the actual film, on it. It was just the making of Thriller.
Really?
Behind the scenes. Michael Jackson dancing around.
And John
saying,
Landis.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? But what did you say when you opened it? Brilliant.
Brilliant. I love Jackson. Can't wait to watch this. Can we watch it now, I said?
What did he say?
No.
He's so ungrateful. Really?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember a time my dad bought me anything. It's always my mum who bought it, and my dad would give her the money.
Yeah.
You got Ricky who's lost his go-kart. You've had a video bought for you, and you're still not happy. I just think you're selfish.
It's not so much that I appreciate the fact that there is a gift. I think it's the sort of, it's the fact that the gifts are arbitrary and can be bought in the shop that's opposite the place he works.
Tell Carl about what you got your mum for this. Well, listen to this, Carl, you'll love this.
It's the thought that counts, right? So I suppose if you say that the thought that counts is the fact that he went and got anything at all, that counts. Okay, fair enough. But he phoned me up, he said, what shall I get your mother, right? It's our 20th wedding anniversary, right? What shall I get her? I said, well, I'll tell you this. This is a great idea I'd heard from somewhere else. Why not get her, like, pay for her to have a makeover, you know, and all the sort of treatment, you know, and the beauty treatment and that. She'll love that, you know, and then take her out, give her a meal and stuff. He went, okay. So he hangs up. I speak to him on the day of my mum's birthday. I say, what'd you get? He said, I got something. I said, do you go for the makeover idea? He went, not exactly. I went, what did you do? He went, I bought her a trowel. A trowel. I went, a trowel? He went, yeah, for the garden. I went, it's a trowel. You've been married 20 years and you got her a trowel. He went, it's stainless steel. I said to him, it's a trowel, Dad. And he went, do you think I should have got it engraved? It is mental. And I went down to see them, right? And I went in the lounge and literally, imagine it, like, she wasn't this, but imagine, I go in there, he'd bought this trowel, right? And he'd also bought her an industrial-sized tin of coffee. You know those ones, those big size ones you have in like hotels.
How did he say she loves coffee, Steve?
She loves coffee, Steve.
I love the fact that that's meant to be like the whole family didn't use it. Like she keeps that by her bed.
Yeah.
Like she's in Stalag 13 or something. This is my coffee.
But imagine walking into the lounge, right? She's there. She's got the presents that my sister's bought in there. A trowel, just holding a trowel and a tin of coffee. And me walking in wondering, I wonder if there's anything sort of that she regrets in her life.
Oh, that's lovely. She loves coffee, Steve.
She loves coffee, Steve.
Oh.
She loves the garden.
Carl, what's the worst present you've ever had?
You see, we didn't really celebrate birthdays in our house, so...
Where are you from? What planet are you? What do you mean you don't celebrate birthdays?
Are you here from another world observing? Like, trying to blend in, but not quite managing to pull it off?
I'm not that fussed about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your mum and dad's are on the same day. And I think that just was like...
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
And their anniversary. And...
Well, they got married on their mutual birthday.
But Carl, can I just...
And Christmas.
But Carl, there's a difference between you saying...
What do you mean their anniversary's on the same day? Of course it's on the same day.
Yeah, and the birthday.
But Carl, what I mean is that... you say that you don't really celebrate your birthday, but presumably you have received some presents at some point in your life from your parents. Or anyone.
Yeah,
okay, well, we'll come back to you later.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let's play a record.
Carl, any thoughts on what gift you've perhaps once received that you can joke about now, but was tragic at the time? No?
No.
Not really put the thought in then?
Didn't have that many presents, so...
Always thankful for what you got.
I was grateful for.
Yeah.
Rick, would you love to hear from the listeners if maybe they've received some amusing gifts?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
So, what are you doing tonight? You're going out for a little meal with your parents?
Yeah. I thought you were coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
to know.
Yeah.
Any suggestions as to where we could go? I mean, maybe people would like to phone in because I've got no idea. It's got to be largely meat-based. I found yeah. only really eat meat.
Do you know the steakhouse near me? It's closed down.
Brilliant. That's one. There's lots more to go. Let's not stop there, it people. Come on.
I used to look across and think, is that a bingo hall?
I know. It's
or
bright.
Somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
Neon. There's at the back. What about add cocktails? And you know, just imagine.
Who's in there for a cocktail?
You know, imagine you going in there with a DJ sitting there. Hi. Be fantastic. Go on. Carl's got something sad. No,
is there a chance that your dad's like on the way into London now and has heard you say, "No,
yeah.
he got me this and he got me that," and he could be like nipping to a shop now to buy you a rake and thought.
yeah. Just think of that. Oh, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Or the making of the Benz.
Yeah, he'll probably turn up and say, "I was going to get you a gift, Steve, but then I got high." And we'll all laugh. Yeah. Cultural reference.
Yeah. right, this link has run out of steam again.
Yes, but don't worry, because I can salvage it.
Go on.
Because it's time for Under the Covers. Cover me up. Oh, you got me covered.
Between the covers.
Between the covers. I like covers. Cover songs.
Yeah.
And
this was done by someone else.
And it was... this week I'd like to play... I mean, we're all fans of Destiny's Child, Rick, and we're all fans of the song Say My Name.
Yeah.
But have any of us heard the Scottish band Spare...
Do you remember Raw Sex? That used to be in French and Saunders. Was Roller River on as well. Yeah.
Is that basically what it's like?
It's a bit like that.
Do you think maybe the cover version section's running out of steam? If that's what we're playing.
I think we should only ever do sort of 6 weeks a year on radio.
Right.
And then, you know.
People will kind of remember that. It'll be beautifully preserved in their memories.
Yeah. You know, like Benny Hill used to do one show a year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Imagine how awful it would have been if he'd like do it every week for 2 hours. I don't think he'd have been so successful, to be honest, Steve. I think he'd run out of ideas.
Rick, I know that you are tired of coming in every Saturday and doing the show. I know I am, and I suspect many of the listeners are. But maybe we should leave it to the listeners. You know, if they want us off the air, maybe they should just email, fax, phone in.
That'd be. I think everything should be like that, though. Vote whether you want to, you know, like a binary sort, like, you know, up against someone, knocks like winner stays on in pool.
Yeah.
I hate that, winner stays on in pool, in pubs. It's just horrible. It. Fascist, isn't it? You want to play with your mates. You don't want to have to beat a bloke with one tooth who just plays pool all day.
Yeah.
Costs him nothing, and he has 93 games. Of course you're not going to beat him. He's a professional by the end of the evening. I'm joshing.
Of course
probably pronounced Le Fleur, isn't it?
Le Fleur.
Yeah, we know all that. We know that.
We noticed all those huge posters advertising Christine O'Connell's breakfast show. They're all over the place now. They're mainly on the tube, like you wouldn't know, Gervais.
Right.
What with your driver and everything.
imagine if they'd spent the kind of money they must have spent on those advertising our show.
I know.
And those people were tuning in and today's show is what they heard.
I was actually thinking, right, because we do sort of, we do care in a way.
Yeah.
We couldn't get over it today, you know. Just to word to the kids, this is what alcohol can do to you.
Yeah, it's a sobering lesson.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But I thought, what if this was our first ever attempt at radio? Think how gutted we'd be. We'd go, we're not right.
What worries me is it's like, I don't know, it's like in my sort of hangover state, it's like I've kind of woken from a dream and I've sort of thought to myself, all the stuff we're saying today is what we normally say week in, week out, and we think it's brilliant. And it's today we've done it, and it's rubbish, and it's like we've seen the truth.
Oh, yeah, it might be. See, so an alcohol can
just not as interesting or entertaining as we thought.
See, yours could be BSE as well, though, because I know
there's
you're
a lot
worried
of that
about that.
In, I think.
Yeah, because you just ate beef, didn't you, for the first 15 years?
Largely just beef, yeah.
Beef and milk?
Yeah. Mainly uncooked. It was just, you know, it just wheeled a cow
Often from
in.
The cow?
Yeah, just suckle it from the cow.
Now we'll get complaints about that.
We will indeed. I always wondered if Bruno Brooks ever got complaints, actually. When he once played Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of.
Yeah.
And he must have dozed off or something, because he didn't realise all the swearing, you know, F you, I won't do what you told me. And he just left it playing.
He probably wasn't
And
listening.
It was the UK Top 40, and it was just, you know...
He probably, yeah, of course, he probably did get complaints.
Where is he now?
Good point, doing internet radio, which is, of course, where we'll be next week.
Yeah, if we buck our ideas up.
Quick question.
Go on.
I just realised who Carl looks like. Moby.
He does.
Not the first person to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, suddenly just dawned on me then.
Yeah. So if Moby's one of those people that I think is fantastic. Every time I see him, everything he says I agree with. He's lovely. Yeah. And I just can't get into his music. It's bad. It's like I feel that it's like a mate. You can't say, oh, I give it up. Because I think he's fantastic. And I want to go, why don't you do something else?
For more interesting
news. I bored myself then.
If you've this got a pop star that you'd like Ricky Gervais to pass comment on, why not get in touch?
Yeah.
That's Rick, what are your views on Rick Witter from Shed 7?
Rick Witter, I like their effort.
Okay.
I think he's quite, got a nice hair.
What about Chakademus and Pliers?
What was their hit?
Tease me. Anyway, more of that next time, I'm sure.
Oh, that's it.
Are we straight to the Song for the Ladies now?
Yeah, Song for the Ladies. Yeah, let's...
Should we just get it over with?
Yeah, let's knock it this on the head.
Song for the Ladies this week, one of the best tracks on Hour of the Bewilderbeast by Badly Drawn Boy. It's, of course, Magic in the Air for all the ladies.